Thanks, guys. Awesome job. Last week we had Freddie Porter here from Kingdom Culture. Who enjoyed that?
Yeah.
Awesome time. He fired us up, challenged us about the purpose and the mission we're on. And for the next 3 weeks, we're freestyling once again. Josh is speaking next week. And I've got a mate of mine from City Point who's coming in 2 weeks' time. And he's an awesome guy looking after youth and young adults down there on Warrenfield Road. And he's got a heart for Caboolture and the surrounding suburbs. And he's going to come with his wife and family. And he's going to encourage us and what we're doing. And I met him at Bible College. And me and him were the two mature age nerds that sat up the front. And I always, when I was doing an engineering degree, I always looked at these guys and always kept asking questions after the lectures had finished. And we all resented them. But now I was one of them. And myself and Graham, we kept asking questions. I mean, here's the Graham's behind us. And but anyway, he's coming, awesome bloke, doing an awesome job in our community. So 2 weeks' time, he'll be here. And then on the 25th, we're back in the, it'll be the new building and having an awesome time. So make sure you lock that in your calendars. Alrighty. Tonight, I'm talking about something that I'm extremely passionate about. And I'm talking about the Word of God, the Bible. And I guess my journey with the Word of God has been slightly up and down. I've had periods in my life where I felt like there's been a grace or ability to read a lot of the Word of God and God speak to me in it. And then I feel like there's been times in my life where that hasn't been so much the emphasis. And I believe God's bringing me back to that place, not for a season, but for a lifestyle. And I want to encourage you guys and stir you guys up for the value of the Word of God. Is that all right for you tonight? Awesome. My outcome, I don't just want you to hear it on a message. I just don't want you to hear another sermon on the Bible. I'm not even going to go down and look at the canon and all that's in it and how it's inspired by God and all this awesome stuff. But I just want to stir up hunger for the Word of God. Tonight I want to stir up a hunger that you leave this place and you, in your mind you're picturing a quiet place at home, maybe having a spa or just sitting in bed with a coffee and opening up this book and just this excitement about what God is going to speak to you in that. Who's ever bought a flat pack furniture? Nowadays we've got IKEA, we've got other stores, other furniture stores, and oftentimes we bring this flat pack furniture home, this box, and whoever here has been like me and you resist to look at the instructions.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, I think it's a male thing. We will not look at the instructions. We put them aside for whatever reason, and we puff our chests out, we walk around thinking, weatherman, we can do this. We want to put this furniture together without looking at the instructions. And there's always only one Allen key or one screwdriver, but for some reason in our minds, we think that we can put this flat pack piece of furniture, this bookcase, or whatever it is, together by ourselves. And I've been there, and oftentimes we end up with a piece of furniture that has a wheel on the top, or you know, and you use the wrong screws first and then you get the last bit of the screws too short. But oftentimes, for whatever reason, especially as males, we're too proud to go back and redo it or look at the instructions. We'd rather live with a piece of furniture. That's not correct, yeah? Am I the only one here? I don't think Rachel's here at the moment, but she will even when I'm putting together a bit of furniture and I can hear her coming down the hallway, even if I'm having a quick peek at it, I'll quickly push it under the lounge, just so she knows I'm the man, And I could put this thing together without looking at the instructions. Am I the only one here that does this?
Yeah.
All right. But I want to be the man. I want to be the man. I want to be able to pump my chest out, strut around home knowing I did not have to use some instructions written by someone over in Asian factory. And I love this because all of a sudden we have this mindset that we're better than the instructions, we're better than the one pager, we're better than the diagrams that don't make a lot of sense. But sometimes we have that view, especially as young people in life. And we would prefer to take this mindset and this view as a life and say, well, even though we have the Bible, even though we have this awesome stuff that God has given us as our Creator, sometimes we'd rather just go on in life and do it ourselves, even make some mistakes, even come out with some ordinary outcomes before we would even go to the Word of God and see what God has to say about the whole thing. And I think it's important that we, unlike we approach IKEA furniture, that we somehow can take a step back in humility maybe and say, well, we're all in need of help. And God has inspired, God has written 66 books in what's called the Bible for our benefit. Who thinks that's a good place to start? Lifeway research. Funnily enough, they did some research. And apparently 40% of people that call themselves Christians read the Bible occasionally. 40% read the Bible once a month or once every 2 months. 20% of the Christians never read the Bible. And I believe we've got a culture of people that somehow do not value the Bible, do not value the Word of God. And tonight I don't want to just talk about the fact that we should be reading the Bible as our textbook, even though that's awesome. I don't just want to talk about the fact that we should read the Bible for a heap of good principles, although that's part of it. I don't just want to talk about how we should read the Bible so that we can memorize scripture, although that's awesome. Tonight I don't want to talk about reading the Bible out of tradition, although that might be beneficial. Tonight I want to talk about reading the Bible for one reason, and I've only got one point tonight. Reading the Bible in order to hear God's voice. Reading the Bible in order that we might be able to hear what God is saying for our specific situation. I heard a quote the other day, and it said something along the lines of this. Expecting to hear God's voice and keeping the Bible closed is like wondering why we're not receiving text messages when our phone's turned off. Living a life where we're expecting God to speak to us and having our Bible closed is like living in this illusion that somehow people should be contacting us when our phone is turned off. The way that God speaks to us is through the Word of God. In Romans 10 verse 17, there's a fairly familiar verse here. It says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes from the Word of God. It doesn't say faith comes from hearing the Word of God. If that was true, all we'd have to do is plug in our phones and put in our headphones and just listen to the Word of God, and within a week we'd have as much faith as Derek. Or within a couple of weeks we would have as much faith as Smith Wigglesworth. And maybe by the end of the financial year we'd have as much faith as Jesus, but it doesn't work like that. Just the listening to the Word of God is not necessarily to build faith. It says faith comes from hearing His voice, and the way we hear His voice is from reading the Word of God. In other words, our capacity to hear His voice is reliant about, is reliant upon how much of the Word of God we're reading. How much of the Word of God were they read us? And the capacity of our faith is growing in the environment of hearing His voice. Does that make sense?
Yep.
It's such a huge thing. Such a huge thing. Jesus modeled this perfectly for us. And we're going to read a bit of that shortly, but he modeled it perfectly where he was allowing the scriptures to build up his communication with God. Through the scriptures, God was speaking to him. Matthew chapter 4. Verse 1. It says, afterward, the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the lonely wilderness in order to reveal his strength against the accuser. And after fasting for 40 days, Jesus was extremely weak and famished. Then the tempter came to entice him to provide food by doing a miracle. So he said to Jesus, how can you possibly be the Son of God and go hungry? Just order these stones to be turned into loaves of bread. He answered, the scriptures say, bread shall not satisfy, but true life is found in every word which consistently goes forth from God's mouth. Satan then went on and tempted Jesus another two times. Actually, it was probably more than that because we understand that the devil was constantly tempting him those 40 days. But there's only a record of 3 times. But here we see that Jesus, he was able to use the Word of God. He was able to use the Word of God in such a way that the enemy ultimately left after the 3rd time. And the Word of God started to dictate to him and started to enable him to hear the voice of God for a particular situation. Like I said before, my journey in the Word of God has been up and down in the past. Especially when you preach a little bit, it's easy to go from one sermon to the next. And what we're actually doing is we're actually not hearing his voice at all. We're preparing sermons. For whatever reason that you find yourself reading the Word of God, we have to come to that place before you can hear his voice. Otherwise, it makes us more religious. The reason why his voice is so important is because we're actually dead without it. We're dead without his voice. We're dead without him speaking to us in our everyday life. And the outcome of that is we get performance. We get a heap of stuff that's seemingly good, but when we dig a little deeper, there's no life in it. And the value of the Word of God, especially for us young people, young adults, youth and young adults, has been put on the shelf as something that may be relevant, maybe it's not. Maybe it's subjective. But I want to say tonight that if you want to be alive, if you want God to do something awesome for your life, there's no way we can do this without the Word of God. It's not just approaching it to memorize a verse. It's not just approaching it to learn more scripture. Although that stuff's all good, but it's actually approaching it saying, God, in this time, what are you going to speak to me? I want to hear your voice as I open the pages of this book. I want to stir up hunger for the Word of God. whatever circumstance we're going through, we need to read the Word of God hungry for an answer. What is God saying in this situation? Let's just keep reading until we find an answer, until He speaks. Until God speaks to us. And the thing is that He's more willing to speak to us than we are to get an answer. And as we open the pages of this book, it becomes alive. Do you know it's possible to read the Bible and become more religious? It is possible to do something that was never intended to be like that, but to actually become more religious in the process. But as we approach it with this thought and this hunger for God to actually speak to us, it becomes living. It becomes alive. It becomes something that can transform our life, can transform our community. Without God speaking to us, we're dead. We're dead. We're like an empty shell with performance, with programs, with no life. I'll just get the worship team to come back up. We're going to sing that last song again. The Word of God is how God speaks. Maybe you're in a place that you've found, like I have before plenty of times, and maybe there's been an event in your life, maybe it was salvation, but maybe there's been an event where it's all like, well, God is awesome, and every time, maybe you even walk into church, you just feel the presence of God, it's awesome, and then all of a sudden there's been journey. Sometimes it's as though God, we find it difficult to find God. The reality is that God hasn't gone anywhere. Oftentimes we've gone off in busyness, everything else, and we've chased everything else. Yet the answer's right here. It's in His Word. If you want God to speak to you, which is one of the most important things, the essential things we can as humanity, as human beings, is to talk to our Creator. To have a living, breathing relationship with God is through His Word. The way that God speaks to us is through the Bible. And I just encourage you not to approach it like that. As you approach it like that, God is going to speak to you and He will speak to you. All of a sudden, you'll be reading and you'll be saying, wow, I didn't know this is stuff is in here. This is amazing. This is amazing. And oftentimes we come out of those places of just a private devotion of reading the Word of God, and all of a sudden we're gaining strength, we're gaining confidence, we're gaining faith. I just encourage you to do that. So what does it look like for us, young people? Living in a society that doesn't place any game on books at all, especially the Bible. Now, I was terrible at reading. At school, honestly, I don't know if I ever actually finished the book. I was terrible at reading. But yet, when it comes to following Jesus and when it comes to His Word, I can't let that be my excuse. I have to push past even my preferences on how I want to relate with God, because He said, in the Word of God we find life. We hear His voice. We're exposing ourselves to who God is and what He's done. And I love the thought that as I'm journeying in life, we come up against so many, even in our own life, other people's life, circumstances that are just not right. And something that I find difficult is when I come up against a circumstance or somebody who's struggling in an area, and I might pray for them, I might be with them, but they leave the same thing. That really affects me. Because I read the scripture that people that came to Jesus, they left differently. And it's that ability to hear His voice. Faith comes by hearing. Hear it by the Word of God. Let's immerse ourselves in the Word of God, so that when we come up against trouble, or we come up against ordinary circumstances, we don't have to run off to a Hillsong conference. We don't have to try and jump up and down for 2 weeks to crank up enough juice to pray for someone. We don't have to go on a 40-day fast or whatever it is, just have enough faith to believe God for the impossible. But let's be immersed in the Word of God, but like Jesus, as he was walking around, he was a lifestyle. It was a lifestyle of faith. Hearing the voice of God, originating from the Word of God. I just want to pray for us tonight. I believe that God would want to give us grace to read his word. I believe tonight that he would want to give us a grace for a supernatural strength to just open his word and read it. But I also believe there's people here that he wants to just set you on a course of a lifestyle of just in the word of God, hearing his voice. Just before we do that, if you're here and you don't know Jesus, I want to give you that opportunity now to include you in a prayer. Maybe you've heard about it before. Maybe even as I've been speaking, you're hearing about this God who engages with us, even though this book was written 2,000 years ago or more. It's alive, living God. If that's you, crazy man, I want to include you in a prayer. It's a prayer of salvation. It's a prayer of coming back to Jesus. He loves us so much. He doesn't leave us in our sin. But he sent Jesus to the way. Anyone before you leave, you want to say yes to Jesus? I just want to pray for us all tonight. I just believe that God's going to do a change in our heart. For some of us, in like myself, have found it difficult to read, especially the Word of God, who we've approached it with already a negative perception that has even blocked us from even hearing from God. God, I thank you for everybody here. I thank you for the way that you're touching lives, changing our lives. And right now I just pray for every person in this place. That they will hear your voice in the Word of God. And God, as they open the pages of this book that's inspired by you, God, you would speak to them, you would speak to us. That our faith would increase and grow, and we would see impossibilities become possible in the glory of your name. What if you're